よう皆さん、満月でポッドキャストで聞いてくれてことありがとうございます。よう皆さん、今日のテーマは何だろうね。今日はやっぱりあとです。 Hey everybody and welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei. And today, like every day, we're breaking down the world's most epic language in 5 minutes or less. And today we are going after we are going after the opposite of mae, which is before something or in front of something. And today we're talking about ato. Now, ato means after, and is usually instead of being paired with the ni particle, as mae is mae and mae ni, it is paired with the de particle. So when we use ato, we often pair it with the ato de. That being said, if it's modifying a noun or something before it, we use a no to connect it there. Again, you can check out all of these things that I talk about today on our website at manga-sensei.com if you're unclear what I'm talking about. But we use ato to talk about after. So if I'm saying after I walk somewhere, I would use ita, because I need to get in the past, because it's after this, right? So we often refer to this as beita ato de, or just ato. That being said, let's jump into some examples so I can show you exactly how this works, okay? Perfect. Okay, so the first example sentence that I have for ato is when I'm connecting it to a noun. So if I wanted to say, for example, after class, I could say, 授業の後で何々する。So after class, 授業の後で。授業の後で。And then I could also use that with time. For example, if I wanted to say 4 o'clock, 4時の後で行きました。4時の後で何々しました。I could also simply break off. If I was speaking, sometimes you'll hear Japanese people when they're talking, they'll simply just break off using that 後. And they'll say like, じゃあ4時の後ね、会いましょう。And they'll skip over that で and just say ne or something like that. But you get the ato meaning after. Now, if I'm going to use it with a verb, I would use that verb in base ta. Base ta. So if I wanted to say, this is a photo from after I went to Japan, I could say, これは日本に行った後での写真。これは日本に行った。See how I turn 行くって行ったって小さいつ。行った後で写真の写真。Because no, I can use that to modify what I'm talking about afterwards. So you see how I simply slid that in there? Or I could even say 後の写真 because I'm putting that after. Now, before we wrap up today, I want to give a big shout out to our friends at Cold House Studios for being so gracious to letting us use their studio and to pick up the level of the Manga Sensei podcast so it sounds a lot nicer. This is the first week we're finally in there. We get to use their equipment and their fancy microphones. We're really appreciative to DK and his team. Thank you so much, everybody. With that, I will sign off. But remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. ですから皆さん、間違いましょう。それでまた明日。じゃあね。